The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 1st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Across the U.S., a record number of Latinos voted in the 2020 election. In states like Minnesota, grassroots efforts have ramped up to avoid any drop-off for this fall's midterm election.
2 years ago, the group Communities Organizing Latino Power and Action connected with more than 100,000 people by phone around the state as staff encouraged Latinos to make their voices heard at the ballot box. COPAL's Ryan Perez says they're about 5,000 calls away from reaching that goal again this year. He feels that's pretty significant in a non-presidential election, noting political parties and others doing outreach sometimes overlook communities of color in off years.
And when you are leaving out an economy of people of color that as well rely on elections-related funding and resources, not only do you have the message not getting across, but you also have the livelihoods of our community not being boosted directly.
COPAL is out reminding Latinos in Minnesota about what's at stake on November 8th, including the race for governor. I'm Mike Moen.
Nationally, nearly 16.5 million Latinos voted in 2020, a 30% increase over 2016. Folks in Colorado seeing more money in a new proposed tax cut might be in for a surprise when it comes to tax time. More from Eric Lattis.
Proponents of an initiative on the November ballot to lower the state income tax rate by less than 1% say the measure will allow Coloradans to keep more of their money. But Caroline Nutter with the Colorado Fiscal Institute says Proposition 121 will end up taking money out of the pockets of Coloradans who earn less than $91,000 a year by reducing their TABOR refunds.
So really, this isn't benefiting people that are struggling, and it's actually going to contribute to service cuts that will probably make their lives a lot harder.
If approved by voters, 121 would reduce state revenues by $413 million next year. During economic downturns, when TABOR refunds are no longer available, Nutter says lost revenue is likely to mean cuts in public schools, healthcare, human services, and the state's correction system. Backers of 121 say services would not take a hit for the next 3 years.
Now from the Washington Post, conservative justices Monday seemed open to ending decades of Supreme Court precedent, allowing race-conscious admission decisions at colleges and universities, repeatedly expressing doubt that the institutions will ever concede an endpoint in their use of race to build diverse student bodies. The Post notes after nearly 5 hours of argument, the affirmative action programs at Harvard and University of North Carolina Chapel Hill seemed seriously endangered. This is PNS. Rising energy costs are nothing short of frightening for many folks in Ohio as cooler fall temperatures will soon settle in, but assistance is available for some of the most vulnerable.
The cost to heat homes with electricity, natural gas, propane, and heating oil is expected to reach its highest level in a decade, averaging about $1,200 for the season. Paul Billups is director of energy assistance at Step Forward, an anti-poverty agency in Cuyahoga County. He says they connect eligible Ohioans to the Home Energy Assistance Program, which helps pay heating bills.
Clients who have never reached out for assistance before are starting to come in, and we know this because they are not in our database. So we're seeing an influx of new clients who've been hit hard by the recession, and now they are having to reach out.
Ohio also has a winter crisis program, which begins today, and provides one-time assistance for eligible Ohioans who are threatened with disconnection, have been disconnected from the utility service, or have less than 25% of bulk fuel available. Mary Sherman reporting.
And recent polling shows more than 60% of Latino voters report exposure to false or unverified information about politics, the COVID vaccine, and abortion.
North Carolina's population boom over the past decade has mainly come from Latinos, who wield increasing political power. More than 100,000 Latino residents are expected to cast ballots in next week's midterm election. Julio Riviera with the Nalio Educational Fund explains that one in three Latino voters say they believe the disinformation is accurate.
Around two-thirds of Latinos had heard that there is a 5G chip within the COVID vaccine, for example. In this latest round of polling, we saw around 79% had said that they believe now that abortion is illegal nationwide, which is not the case.
Riviera encourages individuals in the Latino community to check facts using websites from official agencies. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know that November is Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Researchers at Indiana University recently awarded $50 million to study that field further.
Research into late-onset Alzheimer's disease continues under the Model AD protocol, which was established at IU in 2016 and develops models of disease progression in mice and then opens those models to other researchers. Dr. Bruce Lamb with Indiana University's School of Medicine says the models that look like they are progressing towards disease are studied in a more in-depth fashion.
Within 6 months after quality control, all of our data, all of the animals, are then made available to the scientific community.
Researchers have created more than 40 animal models since the project began.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your day with Public News Service. Remember, and listener supported. Heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.